This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Something that we like to go through and The Athletic, I think, makes this fun is the great sport-by-sport survey, and we like to get Mike and Corey's votes and then see how the people voted against or with you.
Do you have my votes?
Yes. Yes, I do. And if I don't remember them, I will make them up.
All right. I've been very negative and pessimistic this year because I've had a hard time trying to fight back, seeing that they were like, the Cowboys said, you know what? We think this roster is good enough whenever it wasn't good enough to win last year. So what makes it good enough now? So I've been this off season, I've been very down on the Cowboys, and I don't know exactly what can change my mind. Maybe one really good preseason game.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
The Cowboys have been the least into preseason for the longest amount of time.
I could see that.
So now, don't rely on that.
How many games will the Cowboys win this season? Now recall the categories, shut up, Mike. The categories were 13 or more, 10 to 12, 8 or 9, or less than 8.
I mean, 10 to 12 seems like the easiest one to throw out there.
I'm having trouble finding a loss.
Oh, my God.
Dax, brother. I think it was 8 to 10.
Yeah.
That's what because I'm thinking 9 to 10.
Yeah.
You son of a gun. I'll go with 10, man.
Okay.
We're a regular season juggernaut.
That is true. 67% of the people said 10 to 12.
Nice.
28% said 8 to 9. That means 95% of Cowboys fans are like, you will win between 8 and 12 games. Only 2.3 said 13 or more, and only 2.7 said less than 8. What will happen in January? Will the Cowboys reach at least the NFC Championship game, lose in the divisional round, lose in the wild card round, or miss the playoffs?
I don't think they miss the playoffs, so I think they lose in the first round.
Hater.
That should be 100% of the vote. Has anybody seen this team play football on January?
January what?
It depends on if it's regular season January or not.
If they get to play a team under 500 in the playoffs,
they
will win that playoff.
Well, how do you think the people broke it up, though?
I would say 70% say lose in the first round.
Let's see.
I'll say 30% say lose in the first round.
Okay. 37% said lose in the wild card round, but another 21.5% said don't make the playoffs. So now you're talking about 59% of your fans think you will either not make the playoffs or lose in the first round. 31% believe they will lose in the divisional round, and 10% just like to think that the sun's always going to shine, and they got the Cowboys reaching at least the NFC Championship game.
Okay, all right. I mean, I don't know how that path gets there, but
Cowboys have family members.
There's seven.
That's a good point.
There's 18 weeks to find out. Yeah.
For now, if only one of these three could still be on the Cowboys 3 years from now, who would you want it to be? Dak, Micah, or CeeDee Lamb?
I think I said CeeDee Lamb.
You did?
Okay. Yep.
That's what my notes say.
You don't have notes.
What? Look at all this paper.
That's a lot of paper. There's no notes on there. Just print.
I think all three will be on the team.
Okay.
I really do.
But you only get to choose one.
But if I'm only choosing one, if I'm Stephen Jones, I have to let the Leafs fall first. Right? Until the Leafs fall.
Stupid. So he's saying he can't do business during spring and summer.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Because
I don't think you're reading that correctly.
What if it's an evergreen?
Then the leaves never fall.
And then you just have to.
And if it's a pecan tree, the leaves don't come back until the last freeze has happened.
Or it could have just been a freaking metaphor.
Mm-hmm. I say CeeDee Lamb.
Okay. Mike, if you had to pick one.
Micah and deal with it.
52.5% said Micah.
What?
34% CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, that doesn't leave a lot of percent.
13.5% left for Dak Prescott.
People are down on Dak, dude. Like, they are just down on Dak Prescott, and they think he's the reason this team can't go any further.
He's not the only reason, but man, does he poop when it's playoff time.
And, I mean, the team was bad. The team was bad in the last playoff game. Everything was bad.
Yes.
But Micah is one of the, I mean, like, what's three straight all pros?
Yep.
And then right there in the category of defensive player of the year every year. Like, it makes a lot of sense. But you also are relying on that dude to be the leader.
This is an interesting point from the 682. I know this is not the first time you've heard this from the 682. They voted CD and said, I honestly don't think Micah gives a crap about winning, only his own stats.
That's kind of where I feel.
And from the 214, another for CeeDee Lamb. And from yet another 214, it was not a metaphor because they haven't done anything and the leaves stopped falling a while ago. That, you know, you make a fair point. All right. On a normal letter grade system, what grade would you give the Cowboys off season? Corey, let me check my notes.
A D?
You said a C before.
Okay.
So you've adjusted.
You don't have my notes.
I just told you I checked my notes.
I'm pretty sure I gave him an F, but maybe that was the Rangers. I'll say a D, somewhere in that range, because they got a tackle in the offseason.
F.
Okay.
They had to take their picks. I guess they could have just never put in a pick, and they would have just got skipped until the draft was over. But theoretically, like, what else did they do?
Theoretically, a D.
They got Kendricks. They added a linebacker.
I'm not kidding when I tell you this.
Hey, and don't forget, Trayvon Diggs is coming back from injury, so they added him to the roster, too.
I'll have a Trayvon Diggs question for you tomorrow.
All right.
I'm not kidding about this, and I know you joke about family members. Three people said that the Cowboys, three people, not 3%.
Humans?
Three, I think.
All right.
Said the Cowboys get an A for the offseason.
Jerry Jr.
Would,
Steven.
Okay. If not, I would like to know these people and meet them and have lengthy conversations with them just about life in general, but then also about the Cowboys offseason and understand how they came to that.
How's the offseason supposed to go?
What
makes it an A? Because that was not an A offseason.
Yeah, Zeke.
Forgot about Zeke.
All right.
G. That's the letter after F, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
6.3% gave them a B, 25.7% a C, about 39% a D, and 29% an F. So 68% of the fans gave them a D or an F for the offseason. That feels about right. Who is the most overrated player?
It would be like in the offseason, if the Rangers don't make the playoffs and struggle, it would be like in this offseason, the Rangers don't do anything, but they bring back Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Like, guys,
there's probably a few Joey Gallo humongous fans out there. It's like, A.
The Mavericks don't do anything next offseason. Bring back Tim Hardaway Jr.
Can't spell Ezekiel without an A.
Yeah, so. I don't think it's spelled with an A at all.
There's a Z.
There's lots of E's in it.
Who's the most Who is the most overrated Cowboys player?
By who?
By the fans
or by the Cowboys?
Is
it Zeke?
Yeah, the Zeke is by the Cowboys. He's still 2016 Zeke, but they refused to give him the
ball. He did not make the top five in this vote. So I guess, I don't know, by other people.
Most overrated?
Yeah.
I think that Dak's going to get quite a few votes from these fans.
Oh, actually, I lied about Ezekiel Elliott, too. I'm sorry.
All right, Zeke's my vote, then.
Ezekiel Elliott, number three on the board, followed by Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland. Oh, in your face, all-pro cornerbacks. Number one, by a wide margin, Dak Prescott. Number two, Micah Parsons.
Okay, that makes sense.
We need to, like, show that to him, right? So that will motivate him.
I don't know.
Cowboys fans even think you're over.
He might just be like, they're stupid anyway. What do they know?
I could see that.
From the 214, calm down, guys. When does the NFL offseason actually start?
No, it's pretty much over, except for training camp.
24/7, 365. They're always looking for talent.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know if it's football talent, but I think they're always looking
my God.
For talent.
I don't know what that is supposed to mean.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do. Don't explain it, though. Who is the most underrated Cowboys player? Now, Corey, according to my notes.
The really short guy, right?
You said you can't see Osa him. Odighizuwa.
Okay. Now, I'll take that one.
Now you trust my notes.
It sounds like somebody that I would say. Somebody that's not talked about enough that makes some really good plays.
Mike, what says you?
Who's the guy that would have to run in between the guys?
Deuce
legs?
Vaughn?
Deuce Vaughn, man, because he's under...
Underrated, not under...
Sized.
Yeah, because he, like, sometimes you're like, where did he go? And he runs in between Zach Martin's legs, and you're like, wow, that was a good play.
So if you see a bunch of short people, Mike, are you like, wow, this is a really underrated group here?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. Number five on the list.
Jake Ferguson?
Oh, Jake Ferguson is number one on the list. Number two, DeMarcus Lawrence. Get ready, people. This is how the world works. Number three, Dak Prescott.
What?
So Dak Prescott.
He's the most overrated
per the fans,
third most underrated.
Is the Polarized, most maybe. Overrated player and the third most underrated player on the team.
I don't know if the Cowboys have said it this offseason. But he did get second in MVP voting. I don't know if I've heard that yet from
like
Stephen Jones. I don't know Saturday
heard
if they're going to say that in their press conference. Man. They probably won't, but did get second in MVP voting last year.
And this is where it's tough,
which
because
means he's the second best quarterback, and that means Patrick Mahomes sucks because he didn't finish in the top five, I don't think.
For the 817, somebody said Dak about 20 times, but I don't know which question they're answering because it could be the overrated, it could be the underrated.
Might just be a Dak chant.
That's true. Number four, Osa Odighizuwa, and number five, Tyler Smith.
I could see that. Like, Tyler Smith doesn't get as much love as he probably deserves, but he's an offensive lineman, you know.
I bet 2 years from now he doesn't go to training camp, and then we have a whole conversation about Tyler Smith's contract.
Yes, I could see that.
And Dak's contract.
I know.
Oh, because he's going to sign a 3-year, $180 million deal.
I can't rule that out. I can't.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, Mike, I know your answer on this is definitively a no or what? A really sarcastic yes.
15-2.
Will the Cowboys reach the Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Only five?
Yeah.
Only five.
Are you saying five times in 5 years?
No.
Because that's
one time in the next 5 years. Yeah, I know you think the answer is no.
I'm not here to have a bad time. I don't have time for a bad time.
So this year's 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Next year would be 2 years.
That is how
that
works.
And so this year, if let's say that the model is move on from Dak, okay? Let's just say that. And then this offseason, now they're going to have to either be bad for a year or Trey Lance is the quarterback
Shador
for the next
Sanders.
4 years.
Get,
I don't have
an, I will actually get to that question in a second.
With Deion as the head coach.
Oh, my God. Mike.
Maybe. Honest to God, maybe.
Mike, do you think this is fair feedback?
I don't think Deion. I've already put this out there real quick. I don't think Deion's coaching Colorado once his kids are done playing college football.
I could see that. Mike, do you think this is fair feedback from the 704? Protect Mike at all costs. And then from the 469, Mike makes the show unbearable. Do you think that's fair feedback? On
he's Dak, right?
Yeah.
He's,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm the most overrated and underrated. But if I'm only, there's only four people here, so that would not make that's, me very underrated.
I guess theoretically you should appear on both lists. 21% said yes, the Cowboys will make the Super Bowl in the next 5 years. 79% said no.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's no true feeling that this roster is built for it. And yes. There's a lot of lack of faith that the Cowboys front office actually can build a champion.
Well, even if a roster is built for it, I think there's an argument to be had about them underperforming whatever their roster is built for over the last 4 or 5 seasons.
Yes, I agree with that.
To the person who said I'm unbearable, I get it. Thank you for listening. I have the question back to him.
Oh, my God.
How do you keep rooting for this? How, I don't, what do you want me to say, man?
Root for our show.
Yeah, I've given up on it. I know who Jerry is, and I know what Jerry wants, and I just can't go down that path with him anymore.
I do. Who will be the Cowboys? Last one for you. Who will be the Cowboys starting quarterback in 2025? Your four options are Dak Prescott, Trey Lance, someone they draft in April, or a veteran not on the current roster.
If you made me bet real money, it's Dak Prescott. They are going to give in, which is fine. I'm not saying it's not a bad move. He usually is going to be good enough to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so that is perfect for the Jones family. They would just like
Look,
for him
I've
to take
I've come
less
around
money.
To that line of thinking. I really have.
So I do think that him and his agent are going to get exactly what they want, and it'll be approximately a 3-year, $180 million contract with probably 140 of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's Trey Lance. The reality is probably Dak. I just don't know how it's Trey Lance, even though I can see Jerry being like, because I'm going to will it to be that way.
I can
and they're not going to be bad enough to get a top 10 quarterback.
I agree.
So it would have to be a
probably.
Veteran.
See, I could see that. My order would be Dak, veteran, Trey Lance, draft. I actually think draft is last. But the people said 21% veteran, not on the roster, 9.5% someone they draft, 24% for Trey Lance and 45.5% for Dak. So that means 54.5% of Cowboys fans are like, it's going to be somebody else, regardless of who that is versus Dak. I don't think that will be the case. And if that is the case, then you need to move Dak now. That is a no-brainer move. If he's not going to be your quarterback, then you need to move him down the road. I know people are like, you got a no trade clause. He'll accept a trade to a team that's going to give him all the money.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird, I just do, if they don't make the playoffs, I do think, and it's for further down the road conversation, I think there's a possibility Jerry kind of takes over the team again for a second and does whatever he can to get Shador Sanders, and then does talk to Deion Sanders about being the head coach. Can you imagine the hit and the publicity? And
it will
the,
be see, like
the, all the eyes are on the it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.